Nate met Josh Stafford at Judge Wycliffe's office, and as they waited for the judge, Josh handed over a bulky red binder. "Here's the court file," he said. He handed over a manila file. "And here's your response. You need to read and sign this as soon as possible." "Has the estate filed an answer?" Nate asked. "Tomorrow. The answer of Rachel Lane is in there, already prepared, just waiting on your signature." "There's something wrong here, Josh. I'm filing an answer to a will contest on behalf of a client who doesn't know it. Send her a copy." "Send her a copy?" "Send it in care of World Tribes Missions, Houston, Texas." Nate shook his head. He felt like a pawn on Josh's game board. The answer of the proponent, Rachel Lane, was 4 pages long and denied, both generally and specifically, the allegations set forth in the 6 petitions challenging the will. Nate read the 6 petitions while Josh worked his cell phone. When all the rash allegations and legalese were pared down, it was a simple case. Did Troy Phelan know what he was doing when he wrote his last testament? The trial would be a circus, though, with the lawyers trotting in psychiatrists of every sort and species. Employees, ex-employees, old girlfriends, janitors, maids, chauffeurs, pilots, bodyguards, doctors, prostitutes, anybody who'd spent 5 minutes with the old man would be hauled in to testify. Nate didn't have the stomach for it. The file grew heavier as he read. It would fill a room when the war was finally over. Judge Wycliffe made his usual fussy entrance at 12:30, apologizing for being so busy while yanking off his robe. "You're Nate O'Reilly," he said, thrusting forth a hand. "Yes, Judge, a pleasure to meet you." Josh managed to disengage himself from the cell phone,